This is an excerpt from the certificate of default that was served on the state Senate on September 26, 2024, starting on page 23. The state Senate has known for almost a year now that they have many employees who are unlawfully employed. Instead of correcting these violations so that all the state Senate employees are working lawfully, the state Senate has instead attempted to cover up these crimes. As documented in the verified notice of legal violations, in the verified writ of quo warranto, and above in section 3, the state Senate has repeatedly violated my rights under the Brown Act to know public information, has repeatedly committed fraud, and has brought in co-conspirators from other state-level agencies to commit more fraud. Four people have been served with hard copies of the verified notice of legal violations and the verified writ of quo warranto. There are 21 more accused who remain unlawfully employed who have all received copies of both the notice and the writ. 68 more people within the state Senate have been sent copies of the notice and the writ, including the president pro tempore and the legislators who sit on the oversight committees. Two lawyers from the Office of the Legislative Council, who are the state Senate's legal advisors, and Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis, who also oversees the state Senate, have all been sent copies of both documents. All 96 people who have received copies of these legal documents have conspired together to allow laws to be fraudulently passed by people who have no legal jurisdiction to be authoring or sponsoring legislation, changing contents of legislation on committees, and voting on legislation. Every one of the 96 recipients have committed the felony of conspiracy to commit a felony by allowing these people without oaths to continue to work unabated. At this point, there's no denying that this is intentional criminal malfeasance on the part of the state Senate employees and co-conspirators in other agencies. Malfeasance is an act that is illegal and causes physical or monetary harm to someone else. Malfeasance is intentional conduct that is wrongful or unlawful, especially by officials or public employees. In the context of tort law, malfeasance is at a higher level of wrongdoing than nonfeasance, failure to act where there is a duty to act, or misfeasance, conduct that is lawful but harms another person financially or physically due to carelessness or an accident. In the context of criminal law, malfeasance can apply to cases that cause financial damage or physical injury to another person. In this situation, the state Senate has knowingly fraudulently passed laws to increase taxes, including ACA 1 and AB 28, which qualifies as monetary harm. The state Senate has also knowingly allowed legislation to be altered in a manner which allows physical harm to befall constituents. A specific example is SB 1414, where the Public Safety Committee changed the wording of the legislation from protecting all children from being sexually prostituted to only protecting some children in some circumstances. A child being prostituted against their will qualifies as physical harm to that child. There is no benign reason why Scott Wiener would choose not to sign an oath and instead knowingly partake in felonious behavior. The only explanation as to why someone would willfully choose not to sign an oath is because the punishment for lack of oath is only 3 years in prison. The penalty for treason of oath is more serious, up to and including death. I believe that while Scott Wiener fraudulently held the office of state senator, he has knowingly and repeatedly violated federal and state constitutions. Many of the laws he has authored, sponsored, altered, and voted for are clear violations of the constitutions. Circling back to the example of SB 1414, as part of the Public Safety Committee, Senators Wiener, Skinner, Bradford, Ayesha Wahab, and Kelly Sciarto conspired together to alter the language of SB 1414 to protect only some children in some circumstances instead of protecting all children from being human sex trafficked. These alterations clearly violate the 13th Amendment of the Federal Constitution, which states, "Neither slavery nor involuntary servitude shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction." Since children in California under 18 cannot legally consent to sex, these children are by default being forced into involuntary sex servitude against their will. All five senators have violated the 13th Amendment. Ayesha Wahab and Kelly Sciarto have signed oaths, so they are potentially facing much harsher punishments for these unconstitutional alterations, then Wiener, Skinner, and Bradford will potentially have to face. After considering all of the facts, I believe that every one of the 96 recipients have acted as a co-conspirator in the felony of the conspiracy to violating rights by allowing these fraudsters to pass legislation that violates the federal and state constitutions.